This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Now, we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Very happy to be able to do that. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and EM room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, let's not forget our bulk mail drivers either, the Postal Service drivers out there driving and delivering the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the petrol, the diesel, and the gasoline to the truck stops and the gas stations, so you got gas to get to work today. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on there as on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check the website out and see what's there. You might see something you like. You just never know till you look. And here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. So, Mr. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And don't forget, we always remember the two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And we want you to make sure that you remember that, because we do. Now, Russia's conditions for nuclear weapons use seem to be in black and white, so says a representative of the Russian government. But I haven't seen anything in black and white. Have you?
Well, no. This is, I believe, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He has just been recently quoted as saying, quote, "We have a military doctrine. Everything is written there. It does not give any other interpretation except for what is there in black and white," unquote, he said. So I don't know what he's trying to say there. Maybe he's trying to say, well, you know, we're just going to, continue according to whatever procedure is there. But it's not reassuring, is it? It doesn't sound like, you know, of course not. This is unthinkable, that kind of stuff.
Now, Russia's apparently preparing for a prolonged conflict. Well, that's what we seem to be seeing. And that's what our intel director, Mr. Haynes, had to say yesterday.
Well, certainly. certainly they understand that that they are not winning this fight per se, and the Ukrainians are doing very well, although they are not also tipping the scales to total victory at this point. Of course, there's a lot more to do in terms of materiel and support and so forth. We would hope they will be able to do that. But Russia, I think, certainly understands now that if they're going to continue, it's going to take a very, very long time. Now, the longer it takes, the better opportunity Putin has to try to say, well, look at what the West is doing. Look at what NATO is doing. Look at what the United States is doing. By merely supporting the Ukrainian forces, you are part of this war. And he could try to expand the war. Would it be to his detriment? Of course it would be. But I don't think he's really proceeding rationally at this point.
The Ukraine is massing troops in a couple of different locations along the Russian border. And the Russians kind of put out a 911 call to a lot of their military, including troops in Syria, and said, we need your help. You got to drop everything you're doing and come over here. So Russia is racing troops to the border to counter the Iranian offensive threat that's there. And Iran has been Ukraine has been moving along the border, not only laterally, but they've been doing some different penetrations into the country to take out various installations that aren't very far from the border.
Well, can you imagine, Captain, that this was never in on the radar scope, as it were, of the Russian military? Certainly not Vladimir Putin.
They didn't think it was possible.
Right, yeah, they are in uncharted waters. But also, what does this say to the rest of the world in terms of the abilities of the Russian military? You know, for so many years, it's always been, well, you could fight the Soviets with the NATO forces. Then it became, well, one day we could probably fight the Russians with NATO forces. And now Putin has laid bare to the whole world that his forces are being repelled by the Ukraine, by the Ukraine army, basically. This is really significant because it totally downgrades Putin's threat or his the perception of his abilities across the world. It's huge. And what they will do in light of that, nobody knows yet.
Now, we're getting ready to take a break here. And when we come back, I want to talk to you. You're in the housing market as a manager, right?
Right, yeah, we do real estate, yes.
Okay, well, the housing bubble 2.0 may or may not be coming. A correction, which is fearing the intensity as the price and the median income gap starts to widen, is starting to emerge across the country. And we're going to ask Kyle what's going on out there in California, because I see a big influx of people leaving California. Kyle, you hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Yes, it is, and good morning to all the early show producers that are up right now looking for material that have the radio on while they're looking at stuff, hearing what we're talking about. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot, who manufacture Relief Factor. And I want to let you know that I personally have been taking Relief Factor for over 7 years, and I take it because it works. Now, I was able to get rid of Mobic and Flexeril. And the Mobic and Flexeril that I took had a little side effect to it, and that was it would make me dizzy. And, of course, if I was driving or if I was on duty at the fire station, it made it a little difficult to do my job. So I would cut the dosage back, which really didn't help me at all to try to help with doing what I was doing, which was reduce the swelling that I had in my ankle or my foot or my leg, as well as the pain that I was suffering from. But I found Relief Factor, and Relief Factor was 100% natural. No narcotics in it. And the reason for that, and the reason it does what it does, is because of the turmeric, the resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. And Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from different metabolic pathways, which helps to alleviate pain right at the source. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. Try the 3-week supply. See if it'll work for you like it has for thousands of other people. And I'm sure that you'll be feeling a lot better, and you'll find out that there's a better way to do things. Okay. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the caller that's on the line, Senator Braun, who has been talking a lot lately about different things, talked about the White House digging and trying to just make things miserable when it comes to inflation, not doing what should be done, and our gas prices, which is digging the hole even deeper right now, because we're now at a level where the gas prices are at the highest level they've ever been in the United States, period.
Well, what to look for, Captain, on this is a typical Democrat playbook, and that is start the blame game. Remember, we talked about earlier with the ultra-MAGA people and the taxes and the this and the that, and that's why inflation's so bad. Well, you start the blame game, and then you say the following: but we're fighting for you. Fighting for you. And in fact, the other day, President Biden said his highest priority was inflation.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going on. And so they think they're in familiar territory with that. But people aren't buying this kind of stuff. They know they're not fighting for them. They know that there are certain things they could be doing, concrete things they could be doing, in order to help lower these prices. But they just won't do them because the far left has the stranglehold on the Democrat Party.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to the phone line. I have no idea who this is because it's a Skype call. It's got one of those weird numbers on it. So here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric Canais.
Boy, is this a fancy number, 0000.
I don't know. That voice of IP stuff, the local cable provider.
I must have the CIA on the line here.
Shh, don't tell anybody it's me. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. You guys have been, I'm up later early, depending on one's perspective, taking care of a dog that blew out her ACL and her rear knee, so she's in surgery. Anyway, you guys are talking about Ukraine, and, I tend to take a little different tact on this. I'm not an apologist by any stretch for either side, because I think there's propaganda going, being blown full force out of both sides of the line, if you will. You're talking about Russian forces, 5,000 Russian troops, reportedly pulling out of the Kharkiv region, okay, with the assistance of a reportedly heavy artillery and such. What people aren't considering is that they're lifting and shifting troops to go take care of eastern and southern Ukraine because of a Ukrainian bulge that's appeared, if you will, in some of their lines, okay, and they're going to be blowing bridges. Oh, they're blowing bridges because they're retreating. Well, that may be true, but it also prevents resupply of other troops should they have to have fording measures. They have to institute fording measures across rivers and waterways.
Right.
For the Ukrainians to, you know, this is basic, that's basic army, land warfare tactics, if you will, as far as a strategic force. Now, I think tactical victories should not be mistaken with a strategic win, so to speak. This is far from over, in my opinion.
Right. I said that. You heard me say that.
Several times. This is far from over. And here's the thing. Now, this doesn't get reported widely in American press, if you will. But if people really nail it down, Ukraine is so democratic, they've ceased pension payments to ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine. Well, the Russians have come in and are now paying those pensions, and banks and other, businesses in the region are now accepting rubles as a form of payment. So now, Ukraine's got another thing on its mind. They're going to have to weed out the rubles that are now entering their banking system.
Right.
So that further is going to hamper things. We've talked about this. The Chinese have what they call unrestricted warfare. I'm not saying it's a bad tactic, but that's the way the world's going, because I don't think you're going to see, tank battles as you saw in North Africa from World War II anymore. That's the way of the world.
When Russia lost the tanks that they did, they didn't think they were going to. That was unbelievable.
Well, they're going to lose. I think what you're seeing, this is my opinion, What you're seeing is the end of 20th century warfighting doctrine going officially going on right now in Ukraine, because now you have the Institute of Cyber, the fifth generation, you know, fifth generation warfare. You have, you know, obviously a fourth generation potential insurgency that could flare up at any time. And I think there's one more thing that people aren't considering, or some people aren't aware of, is that there's a lot of these small arms and medium and some of these crew-served weapon systems, if you will, that are going into Ukraine to support the Ukrainian armed forces are actually being intercepted or interdicted and sold in the black market mm-hmm. by Ukrainian service members.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real blank storm that could potentially go sideways in mm-hmm. Ukraine should these forces that are allegedly loyal because of their, how should I say, nationalistic viewpoints mm-hmm. for Ukraine go sideways if the government,
okay.
the Ukrainian
so
government...
So let's leave it with me asking you a question, or you
sure.
ask us a question.
Yes, sir.
But the question I have for you is, if you want to win this, what do you do right now? And
what
I don't care who
do
you
right
I don't
now?
Care who you are. If you want to win this, what are you going to do?
You want to win it?
Yep, just flat out win it.
Mm-hmm. What, you want to win combat, or you want to win...
Win and drive one or the other out of the military business. What, how do you win this right off the bat?
If you're looking to keep eastern Ukraine, you keep doing what the Russians are doing right now, and you stop anything coming across, I forget the name of that main river
yep.
that separates eastern Ukraine. That's my opinion. You know, if looking from that side, if Ukraine wants to win it, they're going to need to pony up all these reservists that they allegedly have, and all these war fighters that they allegedly have, and they're going to need to, you know, you got to divide and conquer, so to speak, but you're going to need to have some massive, traditional, old school, house to house, beat down, hand to hand conflict
okay.
going on with you'd have to secure air dominance, though.
Okay, well, let us go
yeah,
so we can continue this, and I appreciate
yeah,
your call.
That, sir. Yeah,
all right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, that's Eric in I was going to say Eric in Seminole, Eric in East Tennessee. Well, I was waiting for him to say the obvious, air power.
Right, that's something that's lacking, obviously, at this point. For
Russia is afraid to put their planes up in the air because they were getting shot down, and
yeah.
more so than what they want to admit, because they kept finding wreckage of planes, you know, away from where the fighting was that had gone down, and they knew they'd hit them, they just didn't know where they'd gone down. But the tanks, my God, they got a shock with all the tanks that were destroyed.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that they have their latest and greatest tank, you know, design and so forth. That's also meeting some pretty bad ends there in Ukraine and in this war. So at every turn, and yes, and I agree with Eric, I think it's going to go on for a while. It will be prolonged because Russia's not going to simply give up.
Well,
but it is simply not going their way. It's worse every day, it seems.
The Russians found out they were vulnerable with the tanks because they were sitting on top of the ammunition in the cockpit of the tank. They were actually sitting on the ammo, and they were firing their missiles that they were firing at it through the back door, through the back of the tank, where it was the weakest structurally, and that's what was causing the big problem. Hold that thought. And I think the Russians may have tried to beef that up a little bit, but if you got a javelin coming at you at about 300 or 400 miles an hour, it doesn't matter what you got on the backside. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. The shortage of baby formula continues. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Diane Hess spoke to CBS News about what parents can do to feed their babies.
But there are formulas available, so there might not be the brand name. So there might be a shortage of Enfamil, and there may be a shortage of Similac, but you can get the store brands, which are excellent. The Target, the Kirkland, the Kroger, the CVS, Walgreens, they all come out of the same factory. They're all FDA approved. They meet the same standards that regular Similac and Enfamil do.
As Americans gear up for summer road trips, the price of gas continues to go up with no end in sight. AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.37 for a gallon of regular gas. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Yep, don't forget that either, because you might get to talk to George in traffic or somebody else up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and MyPillow, of course, have been offering the buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for about the last 3 weeks now. And now is the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Now, right now, you can buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, as well as the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are the fancy ones. Those are the ones we told you about. They are really, really high quality. And don't forget the six-piece towel sets either. That's the ones that the bath towels are big enough. They actually go around a big guy like me. How about that? And the roll and go anywhere, my pillows, and so much more. 14 different items. Buy one, get one. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, and you will also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. How about that? Doesn't get any better than that, because that's a great book that you're going to want to check out. So, give them a call, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page of MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Will always be CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren and Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
All right, we got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is, so I'm going to take the caller. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, it is, CAPTAIN. Good morning, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Hey, check this out, guys. I'm going to run this by the American people. You know, the fundamental question is why our government, the Biden administration, is not holding bipartisan meetings with the Republicans to discuss how this suffering of war has offset two things that means the world to countries who solely depend on it, grain from Ukraine and fertilizer from Russia. Now, the most to suffer is the continent of Africa. All across the continent, people are speaking out. Why the Biden administration is not holding major talks with senators and congressmen, world leaders, to what we must do, as far as the major shortages of baby formula. America, this is an emergency. China produces over 44% of the world's baby formula sold in the United States. Major cities in China has been shut down because of reemergence of COVID-19. At least that's what they tell us in big producing cities of Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin, and Qingdao. Now, we must produce our own baby formula, America, while we allow China, our enemy adversary, that's right, our enemy adversary, to come inside America and purchase over 192,000 acres of prime farms and farmland. Why is our government so damn stupid to allow the enemy China to do this to us? The fundamental question, America, how much farmland do we own in China? None. Zero. Nada. Nothing. America first. We must build and manufacture all the types of baby formula at the high regulated level. We need major pocket donors, man, to come forward and start other corporations. Let's fill the shelves of baby formula. You know, now, Russia is at war. Fertilizer is at a standstill right now. But guess what? China produces the world's largest bulk of fertilizer in the world at 28.9%. CAPTAIN, thanks for the opportunity. You and Kyle have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. Well, a lot to think about there, Kyle.
Yes. As a matter of fact, though, the idea of the ownership and these kinds of things, this is incredibly important. And, you know, CAPTAIN, it's not just a one-day story, and I'm glad Elliot brought it up again. It's not just a one-day story about moms looking and parents looking for baby formula. I mean, this is a very, very significant problem that's happening.
Well, I remember the land purchases in the United States became very abundant and clear under the Clinton administration.
Right.
Yeah, because they actually bought a Navy base out on the West Coast out by you in Long Beach.
Right, exactly, yeah. That's mm-hmm. right, in the Long Beach area.
Yep. And then they made into that seaport, commercial seaport, which gave them control of one of the largest and busiest seaport areas in the world. Now, former President Donald Trump, one of their... candidates who were endorsed by former President Donald Trump won their primary races Tuesday night. These included Representative Alex Mooney from West Virginia, who defeated a Trump antagonist, Representative David McKinley from West Virginia, who was forced to run against Mooney as the state lost a seat last year in the midterm, so they had to make that second seat into one, and that was the way they did it. The two ran against each other. Now, I'm not surprised at the results, because I saw somewhere where now they've got Trump like 57 or something like that. But I keep telling them, and I don't know why they're not doing this, he did not support
the governor in Ohio. He lost that race because he supported the other guy.
Well, right, right. But overall, of course, you know, it's not just simply Donald Trump endorses you and it's some sort of magic factor. I mean, there's a lot behind it in terms of, as the former presidents talk about at these rallies. You know, look at the economy. Look at the lack of absence of inflation during the Trump times. Look at how he was dealing with these different issues in the world. For example, China, our relationship with mm-hmm. them. The notion that Putin would never have moved against Ukraine. I think there's a pretty good argument to be made that he likely would not have gambled with Trump. He'd rather gamble with Biden.
And there are people that are taking a look at some of the Trump-endorsed candidates in some of the other districts, including the one that I live in. And there was another article that came out yesterday, a newspaper article, talking about a candidate in Florida 13. And I know a lot of people saw that. I actually posted what they sent me because I felt it was newsworthy enough. People need to see it. And we'll see where that goes. But that doesn't mean that the person he's endorsing is going to automatically win.
Well, that's right. It's still a hard row to hoe if you're on any kind of political race like that.
Now, I got my brand new MAGA hat that says Trump 2024, Make America Great Again. It's got the American flag on it, and it's got Trump 1, you know, little thing there for back in 2020. But anyway, Biden is attacking, of course, as we mentioned earlier, the ultra-MAGA GOP as he's struggling with inflation. He's got big troubles. He's got to try to bait and switch somehow, and I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to do it.
No, and I guess, Captain, you're not just MAGA, you're mm-hmm. ultra-MAGA. I mean, this is the kind of rhetoric and mm-hmm. the kind of labeling that they're trying to do to distract. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you're right. He's not going to be able to accomplish this.
Yep. Now, I got something special coming up here. Well, I told you we were going to talk about this last, and here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time at quarterback, in my opinion, has signed a contract with Fox Sports that will pay him $375 million as a TV analyst when he decides to hang up his cleats.
Right, Tom Brady, yes.
How about that?
That's an amazing, amazing contract. There's just no doubt about it, Captain.
And I can't wait to hear what he does. I don't know if he'll be the guy in the studio or the guy doing the play-by-play, because I thought I heard that Troy Aikman was thinking about retiring. Did you hear the same thing?
I have seen some articles about that.
Well, yes. If he retires, he'd be the one to go in there with Joe Buck. Boy, what a team that would be!
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, that would be just an amazing, amazing gig to be sure.
By the way, one last little thing. Got just barely enough time to squeeze this in. The Justice Department's new Office of Environmental Justice is not at all about science or the environment. Are you surprised?
I was just going to say, we're not surprised.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. More here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. Oh, oh.
I can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I've been sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's a prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.92 stroke. Murphy. I love it when my baby wants to roll with me, throws her boots on. free. Tucking her hair in my hat and she's ready to go. We get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's a prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and flit a river pay.
That's little Luke Bryan, hunting, fishing, and loving every day up there somewhere in Tennessee along the river. And he's settled. He's come a long way, Kyle, with the music that he's put out there. And I think it's really quite a remarkable story.
Yes, very much so. And what a great life he's describing there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Okay, yeah. I used to live on Lake Ontario, so I didn't have it too bad.
Yep.
Yeah, so we had the boat. It was right there, the boathouse and the whole nine yards. And anytime we wanted to hop in a boat, we were gone. That's all there was to it. All righty. Well, take it away. What's going on out west here, Kyle?
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we do have a special weather statement. This is going to be in northern Nevada along I-80. This is going to go from Battle Mountain over to a little bit east of Elko, and it looks like you could still get some light snow showers in that region over northern Lander and Eureka counties. So you are going to be perhaps in that if you're in that area right now. So be careful if you're trucking across I-80. Also, we've got very cold temperatures, a freeze warning up in Washington. This is going to start, along I-90 around Ellensburg and head on over across the border into Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and down as far as Moscow, so be aware of that. Also, south of Walla Walla in the Pendleton area, and this is going to be on I-84. You've also got a freeze warning in that area. Also, freeze warning and or frost advisory all the way from Portland down the I-5 corridor to southern Oregon through Medford and down into northern California. This is going to keep in California. It's going to stay west of the I-5, but down to about Ukiah. So be aware of that. Looks like we still have some rain going on up in Montana, up on I-94. Looks like it's going from about a little before Mile City, if you're heading east, through Glendive, and then a little bit over into the border of North Dakota there. So be careful out there tonight.
Okay, several thunderstorms are expected tonight across portions of Wisconsin and western Texas. That's not happening yet, but there is the possibility for that sort of weather to develop at almost any time. Conditions are ripe right now for that to happen. And we'll find out what goes on here because there'll be gusty winds and certainly above normal temperatures in the mix and all that stuff. And that's when you get some funky things that go on. So Wisconsin, be on your toes. And down below in Texas, be on your toes, West Texas, because it looks like as if you could have some weather at almost any time. Now, we still have flooding. I-29 north up there, the northeastern corner on the Canadian border with Canada, and down there around Fargo, we still have some water over the banks down there, and the ground is very wet. Up there, Duluth, Minnesota west, about 100 miles, the northern part of Minnesota, the ground is very wet up there, and we still do have some flooding. The smaller streams and the lakes and the ponds are all way over their banks. The water level down here in the lower part of Lake Michigan, on the east side of Wisconsin, the northeastern corner to include Chicago, right there along the lake, as well as the western 100-mile stretch of Michigan, you've got some rain and some very high water, which will affect things there. Now, there is a frost advisory right now for the Berkshires in Massachusetts and parts of Vermont, parts of New Hampshire, and the western part of Maine as well. So be advised that it's going to be a little bit nippy for you up that way. And then we do have some windy conditions from Cape May, New Jersey, all the way down to, let's see here, all the way down to about Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So be advised there, you're going to have
windy conditions along the Atlantic Ocean. Now, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. Kyle Warren, folks, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, KyleWarrenShow.com is the place to go. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Joe Biden is trying to blame everybody but himself for inflation. He blamed it on the Republicans, blamed it on Vladimir Putin, said it's all their fault. His senility seems to be coming back to bite him squarely in the butt because he said some things yesterday that absolutely positively made no sense except maybe to him, and I'm not sure he understood what he said when he was talking about inflation and how that was one of the things that they built, the strength that they built is inflation. He actually said that.
Yeah, I heard it. And it's the same points that's been used. And here's the fascinating thing. Knowing that Russia was going to invade Ukraine, and notice I said knowing because they did know, you start looking at the consequences. And I would argue that if you understand who in the world relies on Russia for energy and who in the world relies on Ukraine for wheat, then you make those provisions. You start looking at trade. You start looking at supply chain. And this leadership in this White House, with the U.S. Trade Representatives, State Department people, they all did absolutely nothing. So if you want to blame anybody, you have to blame your own people, your own advisors. And, of course, he didn't do that. So,
no,
it's everybody else's fault.
Yeah,
no, of course not.
Yeah, this is another Obama on steroids where they're not going to accept blame for anything.
Precisely.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens because we still got a little bit of time before the bottom falls out of things here come November. But this is not doing him any good.
Well, it's not doing the country any good either.
Right.
I mean, we're in a very serious situation here. And then we've got Janet Yellen coming out and saying that, which was absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, abortion.
Repealing Roe. The Supreme Court would make inflation worse. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Abortion was good for the country. Yep. It helped with the inflation problem. All right. Hold that thought. Unbelievable, the stuff going on here, folks. We'll be right back after the news. Denise Simon with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Jeff, it's your turn.
877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.